Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October.
Doesn't get much better than moon dance. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. But right now, I want to focus on low-hanging fruit. That's the title of the outstanding book by Jeremy Eden and Terry Long, 77 Eye-Opening Ways to Improve Productivity and Profits. These two folks are out there where rubber meets the road, helping companies just like yours, finding the problems and helping them, the customer, the client, discover the solutions and then helping them implement it. And we're the beneficiaries of the stories that Jeremy has and Terry have found and know about. And so I've asked Jeremy to join us again and talk to us about that. We talked a little bit about this in the previous segment. Jeremy, thanks again for being here. HarvestEarnings.com is the website, and the book's available wherever books are sold.
Yep.
All right. So what are some other things that you're running into out there?
So another part of this attitude that we were talking about is, you know, there's this phrase, you have to see it to believe it. But mm-hmm. It turns out that often you actually have to believe it to see it.
Yeah, faith.
Yes, you have to believe that there are all of these small, practical, inefficient ideas that would reduce these inefficiencies or increase efficiency in order to put the energy and effort behind finding mm-hmm. them. And we were at a company, just to give you one example, one story. Now, this is a big company, but the lesson holds in any size company. The CEO asked everybody in the company, all the different departments, to send him every type of envelope that department used, which was a very odd request,
right.
People thought, for the CEO of a big company. And he got in well over 100 different types of
wow.
envelopes being used in the company.
Every little fiefdom had their own size, didn't they?
They all had their own size, and they had all made reasonable, logical decisions based mm-hmm. on their specific need, unaware of what anyone else was using.
Right.
And what he did is he put them on a big board. And when he did town halls with his employees, he also brought to his board meeting, but when he did town halls, he'd bring this big board and he'd say, look, I don't think we only need one kind of envelope. I know we need more than that. But we also don't need 100. And we're not getting volume discounts we could get if we used more standard sizes. And I'm using this not because envelopes are so important, but to make a point about how easy it is for complexity to get out of hand
mm-hmm.
because we don't communicate well amongst ourselves. We don't collaborate from a sort of one company point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a little mantra that everybody used about we've got to find the envelope.
Well, and you've got and a couple of other things you've got. So you've got all this, you know, everybody wants to have plenty of extra, right?
Yep.
So now you got a bunch of extra stuff that other people can't use.
That's right.
That's money, and it's got to be stored somewhere. That's money because that's square footage that somebody's having to pay for.
You're absolutely right. And then, if you just want to add a third thing that often happens, you know, rather than going through procurement to buy your envelopes, you notice that at Staples they have a sale, and you figure, oh, I'm doing a company a good deal.
Right.
I'll go in and I'll get the cheaper ones.
Mm-hmm.
Except it turns out you don't get the good deal from your big supplier because now everybody's buying little
mm-hmm.
bits from other places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing. When a company starts growing, centralized purchasing is a growing pain that people have to deal with, but it's got to be done, or your ship will start sinking, will start leaking like a sieve.
Well, that's right, but there's in addition to that, there's something that we found that's very interesting about purchasing. You know, all the rage is this phrase strategic sourcing, and it's all about how to buy things cheaper. And companies, big and small, have gotten much smarter about buying things cheaper using e-bidding or centralized purchasing or just more sophisticated contracting. But it turns out that most of the benefit of buying things smarter doesn't have to do with getting the least expensive price for an item. It has to do with the shopping list to begin with. What's on the shopping list? Because if you have 100 different sizes of envelopes, for example, if that's your shopping list, you'll never get the best price, even if you've negotiated as hard as you can on those 100 different types. So one of the things that a lot of companies don't realize as they grow is to go back and look at what's on our shopping list. Why are we buying? We were working for a pizza, frozen pizza company recently. They were buying 21 different kinds of pepperoni.
Wow.
Different kinds.
Wow.
For their pizzas.
Wow.
Now, why was that? Well,
I didn't know there were 21 different kinds.
Yes, it turns out there are. And it's because as
I don't know, I didn't know they were, but I want them.
It turns out as new formulas and recipes were developed, they would add new different kinds of pepperoni without going backwards and say, well, this is better for this one.
Maybe will the customer care or no? I want to come. We got to wrap it up. One thing I want to come back to quickly on the envelope thing. If I'm the CEO, I'm not only going to want my number of envelopes cut down and to be more practical and everything. I want my brand on every one of those envelopes.
Well, that's right, and they might not.
And they wouldn't have been in those other cases, I bet.
And as silly as the envelope idea sounds, it was about a couple of $100,000 idea, and imagine when you have a thousand of ideas like that.
I bet we'd like to have that in our bonus envelope, wouldn't we?
That's the one envelope you can keep.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us a website quickly, one more time.
Okay, please. It's www.harvesteearnings.com.
Jeremy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. The book is called Low-Hanging Fruit, by the way. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.